Okay, let's begin today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Reish Tezayin 216. As we start a new series, the next 8 mitzvos are related to mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz, as the pasuk tells us. And they're all 8 mitzvos in 2 psukim. That's what we have here. So they're jam-packed. Every phrase here is a mitzvah. Says the pasuk in Kedoshim, as we know, many different mitzvahs, many different types of mitzvahs interspersed in Kedoshim. Maybe the emphasis being that we need all the different types of mitzvahs in order to be a complete Jew, to be holy, to be Kadosh Lashem. So we have some Ben Adam LaChaveiro, we have some Ben Adam LaMakom, we have some Kachim, we have some Taurus, we have some Zerayim, we have a little bit of everything. So today we start off with the next 2 psukim. Have 8 mitzvahs in them. Here we go. Uva kutzrachem es ketzir artzachem. When you cut your land, when you harvest your crop, lo sechale pa'asat chalitzar. Do not cut off the corner of your field. That's today's mitzvah, peya. Veleket ketzircha lo selakeid, and do not gather the shearings that fell off as you were cutting. V'charmachalosolel, and then we'll have the same parallel mitzvahs when it comes to vines in the coming days. And the pasuk ends off, le'aniv la'ger tazovo, some leave them for the ani or for the ger. That last phrase is going on all the yisurim that are listed previously in the psukim. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Rather, leave it for all of the aniyim and the gerim that are there. So today, counted as a separate mitzvah asay is the mitzvah of peyah from grain. Lahaniach peyah min hatavua, to leave peyah from grain. Right, this is the schus of being the second mesecht in Shas, meseches peyah, right after brachas. The first of the mitzvahs of Tulias Baretz, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put in Seder Zeraim. So today should not be confused, though, with a mitzvah that we'll do in a couple of days, and that is the mitzvah of peyah from vines. Reish Chav Beis we'll get to. Mitzvah Sanachas, that's Peret. The other mitzvah of peyah is Reish Chav, Mitzvah Sanachas peyah HaKerem, leaving the corner of my vineyard open for the Aniyim. So today there are 2 mitzvahs I say related to peyah. Right, today's mitzvah, Reish Tezayin, that's peyah of the field, and Reish Chav is peyah of the vine. 2 separate mitzvahs, asay. And there are the parallel los asays following each of those mitzvahs. Reish Yud Zayin, tomorrow's mitzvah, Bez Hashem, and Reish Chav Aleph after the next one. Okay, so let's get into these mitzvahs. Again, 4 mitzvahs related to peyah. This is the first of 4. 2 asays, 2 los asays. Laniach peyah menat vuan. To leave peyah, leave the corner of my field of grain. We will focus today more on the lamaisa, more on what the chinuch and the minchas chinuch discuss. Some lamdis we'll leave for tomorrow in terms of the counting of the mitzvahs and the lamdis behind the mitzvah of peyah. That is what we will do in the coming days. But today we'll focus on what the chinuch and the minchas chinuch discuss. La'aniach peyah min ha'tvua, she'ne'emar, la'aniv la'ger tazav osam, acher she'zachar lo sa'chala pa'asadcha, after it mentions, do not cut off the field, it says in a couple of words, leave it for the honey. So that leave it for the honey is counted as a separate mitzvah zaseh. Upirish ger, who does the ger here mean? Zeh ger tzedek, it means a Jew. A ger tzedek who is usually underprivileged, and therefore you have to leave it for that ger. We're not talking about leaving tzedakah for non-Jews here. V'chein kol ger ha'mur b'matnas aniyim. Every time it says the word ger by matnas aniyim, it means a ger tzedek. She'kasev ma'aser ani, la ger lo'yasov al'almanav. V'zevadeh ger tzedek hu, minastam she'edav bitzido. Because the other two are talking about Jews, so too the ger. V'odin l'chol matnas aniyim. Of course, says the chinuch, v'yef ha'pikin, amru zacharnum l'vracha, she'modem osam yani agayim b'nei dakar shalom. Midra abana, we have to give charity even to non-Jewish causes. But midaraisa, the mitzvah is, peyah and all the rest are specifically by for Jews. Vidina peyah, what's the definition of the mitzvah in short? Sheyaniach ha'adam be'sheyikzer tfuaso, at the time of the cutting, at the time of the harvesting, I don't harvest one corner of my field. Ma'at mina tfua b'ksei hasadeh. In the corner of the field, I leave it over. How much? Midaraisa, no shear. No shear. Most matnas aniyim don't have a shear midaraisa. Truma does not have a shear midaraisa. Right? Chala. Right? We'll get to chala. But anyway, see here too, there's no shear. Ve'in l'shear zeh shear min ha'Torah. Right? That's the first mission in peyah that we see every morning. Eilu dvarim she'in lam shear. Ha'peyah. Right, Vabikur Marayon, right, the first one on the list is Peya. Aval, Chacham Nasu Shila Davar, Vu Chelik Echem Yishishim. 1/60th of the field is the Shir Durabanan that Chazal were Koveya. Misharshi, a mitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? As this is the shorish for the next 8 mitzvahs related to leaving stucco, leaving areas of my land for the poor. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu ratzo liyotimo amo asher bachar. Hashem wanted his nation that he chose mu'utarim b'chol midat tova v'yakara. He wanted his nation to be full of midas tovos, to be righteous. V'sheyilam nefesh bracha v'ruach nediva, and that we should have an overflowing spirit. V'kfar kasati, and I've already said the most popular phrase that he says in his sefer, kimitocha peulos tispael hanefesh, right, where our nefesh follows our actions. He says this many times, achrei peulos emshachos alavavos, v'tia tove v'tachol brechas Hashem ba. The more we make ourselves into changed individuals, the more bracha Hashem will give us. V'ein safek, and there is no doubt, says the chinuch, if we are forced to give over parts of our own assets, ki behosir ha'adam chelik echan mipeiro sav bisadeyu, the person is forced to give over some of the fruit of his field, v'yafkireim sheyenu bo hatzrichem, and be mafkirit so that the ones who need it can't get benefit, tir'eh b'nafsho, we'll see ourselves, sova ratzon v'ruach nachonim v'ruach, we will become different people. We won't, as the saying goes, we won't only give, but we will become givers. And that will affect us. That's the message of all mitzvahs like this, including this one, Peah. V'chi Hashem yisparach hisbio b'tuvo v'gam nafsho b'tov talin. And therefore, says the Chiddush, v'ma'asi v'kol al-abayis, if somebody doesn't, let's say somebody gathers every last morsel of grain in their field, into their own house, v'lo yashar achar bracha, even if you want to give it afterwards, but the mitzvah is not even to take it into your house the first time. We'll see what happens if you did. But the mitzvah is to leave it. V'lo yashar achar bracha sheyenu bo emevyonim. And it's even worse in this case. Why? Asher ra'u hasada b'kamoseha. The aniyim have been watching this field grow the whole season. And they've been yearning for it. And they know they're going to get something. And then you take it all in. That's even worse. V'yis'avu taiva eleha. L'malei nafsham baki ra'evu. They're hungry. They want it. Yoreb nafsho b'li safek. That will reflect about yourself. Ro alei v'nefesh ra'ah v'gam ra'ah tavo'ehu. It's something that is considered evil in the eyes of the Torah. Kamo shamar zechronim levracha, as Chazal say in Sota, b'mita sh'adam modeid ba'bod din lo. Mita k'neged mita. Whatever you do for others, others will have done for you. If you don't give, you will get your due as well. And this is the mitzvah of leket, of shechacha, of peah, of peret, of the kerem, the ololos, which we'll get to all the details. Okay, so let's get to some of the halachas of Peah. But again, this is one of the mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs that have to do with giving. Many, there are 24 manas kahuna that all have to do with giving. There are a couple times the Torah talks about staka. There's an asay of staka. There's a los asay of staka. But many of the mitzvahs are all to make us into givers. Midini ha-mitzvah, let's get to some of the details of the mitzvah of Peah. Number one, k'gon mashamar zechronim levracha, she'echad ha'kotzer ol tolish chayi b'peah. It doesn't matter if I use a kli and I cut my field in the normal way, or I rip it out with my hands. Tolish, I'm chayiv in peah. Just because the Torah says kotzer doesn't mean that it's only if I use a kli. V'yavavish ha'kotzer kotzer lav dafka. V'yamav av ha'kotzer hakol nosein ma'at min ha'kotzer la'aniyim. What if you did did everything? What if I cut my whole field? I didn't leave peah. So what do you do then? We don't say, oh, it's finished, nothing to do. No, you take some out and leave, go, give it back. B'di'eved, you could change it. Another unique halacha of Peah, unlike some of the other Matnas Kahuna, is that the Bailim can't choose who the Peah goes to. That's called Tovas Hana'ah. Usually by Truma, I could choose which coin I'm going to give it to. My Sarishan, I could choose which Levi I'm going to give it to. Bechor, I could choose which coin I'm going to give it to. Peah, you can't choose. The mitzvah is to leave it. The mitzvah is for them to take it themselves. That's notam bal karchan. V'din me'emas ha'kodim utar b'hem. The Mishnah has discussed also when is everybody allowed to come in. This is a gemara we had in Eilu Matzias of when is everybody. We could assume that the aniyim aram went in, and the Mishnah says mishiyachu anamoshos, when the late comers would have gone in, then it becomes hefker to all. Umash amr zacharim levracha shem ein aniyim sheyitlu hapeya. What if there are no poor people in town? You know, you live in a neighborhood where there are no poor. Nobody's going to come and take it. You have a chiyuv to leave it? Says the Gemara at the end of Chulin, no. Shemutav abal asada litzla. Then the bal asada is allowed to take a shenayamar la aniv lager. V'darshem zochan labracha. Chazal darshem at the end of Chulin. V'lo la'arvim v'lo ataleifim. There's no mitzvah to leave it for the birds, for the bats. There's only mitzvah to leave it for the poor. This is very lemaisa. Because hala bezman hazeh says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. This is in the Shulchan Aruch. Peah bezman hazeh leket shicha upeah shin lamed beis in Yeridaya. By all three, Leken and Shecha, we'll talk about in the coming days, Upeya, today's mitzvah, Im Ein Aniya Yisrael Mitsuyim Sham, Litlam, if there are no Jewish poor that are going to know about pay and take it, Ein Tzarech Lahanicham. One does not have to leave them. That's the halacha. And the Ramah adds, V'ha Idna Ein Noagin Bahem. Nowadays, we don't do Peya. We're not knowing in Peya, says the Ramah. Why? Lefi, Sheharov Ovdei Kochavim, V'im Yanichum Yavo Ovdei Kochavim V'yitlam. Again, Darke Shalom Midrabanan, to give non-Jews. But the mitzvah of Peya, to leave it, that's only for Aniya Yisrael. And therefore, says the Ramah, we're not knowing Bizman Azeh. Also, an important, but according to this though, according to that Ramah, one might say that, Behere Yibana Beis HaMikdash, when the Jews come back to Eretz Yisrael, so then we will start leaving all these Matnas Kuna again, because then it will be Rov Yisrael, and we'll be able to fulfill these mitzvahs. But there is an important Chazonish. The Chazonish writes in Ilchas Maisris, Simin Zion. He says, Ubeikar din leket shavapruta ledidan, vechulu, dekfiros einenu lo yatriach shumani lelech besada. Which poor person is going to go nowadays to go to your field and to get the grain? What would he do? He'll rather go and beg for money so he can buy bread. What, the money's going to get grain? What's he going to do with grain? Then he's got to go find somebody to grind it and to make the flour and to make the bread. Nowadays, says the Chazon Ish, nobody wants grain. They want ready-made. And it's not expensive to get ready-made. V'yetzleinu ha-lechem b'zolu matsui. V'ikar ha-anias hu l'sharat srachim. Bein b'se'uda, bein b'kli tashmish, yid v'dira v'kvisa. You know what they need money for? They need for house expenses and for utilities and for clothing. V'yazarat srachim. V'yein oni mechazer l'psachim misrat v'p He's not even. He won't even take bread. He wants money. The kosher cane. Surely shalay yashriach lixer peya. The ladush v'litcham v'lafos. Which ani nowadays is going to go around? Oh, wonderful! Let me go get that grain. No, that's not what the average ani is interested in. He wants money to pay his telephone bill. He wants to be able to pay his electric bill. The avo, and therefore, what's going to happen today? The ravens are going to come and the birds are going to come if you try to leave Peah today. Even in a place where there are Rov Yisrael. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish Lechora, there's no Chiyuv today. According to this Svara, though, it might not even change when Mashiach comes. Because if this is the Metzias that Aniyim just aren't interested in it, so it could be that this mitzvah, even La'asilavo, will not come back Le'maisa. Unless there are Jews that would come and take it. Okay, important Chazon Ish again. Maisris Zion Yud says the Chinuch continuing. Here we go. Which types of grain? Which types of items that grow are chayiv in peya? So what we're going to talk about here is everything except for vines, because the vine peya, that's mitzvah Reish Chaf. Hanachas peya hakerem, specific mitzvah. Everything else is included here. What if you have a field of an apple orchard? What if one has a corn field? What if someone has a cucumber field? What's chayv and peya? So says the Mishnah, five requirements. Only if an item has all five requirements is a chayv and peya. Here we go. Bein bet peya shel tvu o shel ilan. Right? This is talking about grain or tree peya. Kol ochel. Number one, it has to be an edible item. Number two, shekidulo min haaretz. It has to grow from the ground. Get its gidul min ha'aretz. What's that excluding? That excludes mushrooms. Mushrooms are always the example given in the Gemara. It's not gidul min ha'aretz. Mushrooms grow from the air. That's why you make a shahakol on mushrooms. Because it grows from the air, it doesn't grow from the ground. That's what it's considered. Even though it looks like it's growing from the ground. But sometimes, I always get this example. One time in a camp that I was in, we had mushrooms growing in our cabin. Because there was a leaky window and they were growing out of the corner of the carpet and the wall. There's no ground there. I was so excited. Haraya! It grows from the air. It doesn't grow from the ground. But that's why mushrooms wouldn't be. I know, you're not so excited. But I was very excited. The Nishmar. Nishmar number three. Pay is only chayiv by something that is shamur, that's guarded. Meaning, not hefker. Something is hefker, it's not chayiv and peya. If you get it after it grows from hefker. Number four, v'nilkat kulo ke'echad. It's something that is gathered in, it ripens all at once. There aren't different stages of the season for you to collect the item when these get ripe and those get ripe and those get ripe, it's all at once. And number five, u'machnisan osolakiyim, they can last a little bit. They don't spoil in a day or two. Those are the five requirements the Mishnah says in Peah for items that are chayiv in Peah. So kegon, what's included? Tvua, kitnis, charuvin, egozim, shkedim, anavim, zesim, tamarim. All of those meet all five requirements. Grains, beans, olives, dates. V'chol kayotzi be'elu sheyish ben chamish drachim elu she'amarnu chayiv bepeya. All of these are chayiv in peya. Aval istis upua v'chayotzi bohen p'turin. These types of dyes are potter. Why? They're not edible. M'vnei she'en an ochel. K'meinu pitriot. That's what we just said. Mushrooms. P'turin. Lefi. You see in Osiyad Beis in the footnote. This is a mistake. It should be en gidulom in haaretz. They don't grow from the ground. Te'enim. Figs are in chayiv in peya because they ripen at different stages. En l'kitas ha'ge'echad. V'chein yarak. Vegetables are patur lefishe machrisar solakim. How long does a vegetable last out of a refrigerator? I'm not talking about in a fridge, right? Out of a refrigerator, fruit could last longer, right? Because they have but vegetables halachically are viewed as not ripening, not keeping as well, and therefore they are patur. There's another sheet in the Rishonim. The Minchas Chinuch says in Os Hey, the sheet of the Rash and Tosfos in a number of places that peya is only chayiv in what shruma is chayiv in. According to Baalei Tosfos, and that is only dug on tirosh v'yitzar. Dug on grain, tirosh wine, yitzar and oil. Only those three. That's what Baalei Tosfos say all over Shas, is the chiv of truma. So, some Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rash, say the same thing with peya. The Chinuch and other Rishonim do not take that approach. They say anything that is fits these five requirements. You look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have just said dug on tirosh v'yitzar. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says these five requirements, and that is what most Rishonim holds. What is chayiv in peya? Moving right along, what else is, what are other, some of the other basic halachas of peya? And we have to do this because this is our kiyum of peya. If we can't do peya b'zman hazeh, this is our kiyum, baruch Hashem, of being mekayim the mitzvah. Peya is only once the item grows, at least a third, and v'shein menichin peya ela b'sof hasadeh. The halacha of peya is that it has to be the corner of the field. I can't leave the middle of my field as peya, not just because peya means the corner. But let's say I want to leave, and I want myself on the outside. I want to leave on the inside. The Mishnah say, no, it's no good. Why? The Chinuch gives one reason. Kedei sheyedu ha'aniyah makoma. So the poor people always know where it is. Right? If it's in the middle, so then nobody's going to know where it is. You want to make it easy for them. So therefore you have to leave it at the corner. If you look in the Rambam in Beis Yud Beis, in Matnas and Yem, gives three other reasons. These are also given in the Gemara. The Gemara gives four reasons why we need to leave Peya at the corner of our field. Says the Rambam, Beis Yud Beis, Ein Menichin Zapeya L'Basof Asada. Number one, Kedei Sheyihu Aniyim Yodin Makom Sheyavo'u Lo. Number one, like the Chinuch says, the Aniyim know where it is. Number two, Kedei Shetehei Nikeres Lo'ovrim B'Shavim V'lo Yechshad. So people don't think that you didn't leave Peya. Right, we always have that idea of Shad, Marisayan, so people aren't choshein me. Number three, Mipnei HaRamaim, Shelo Yiskavein Liksar HaKol, Va'omer Le'elo Sharom Oso, Kotzer, Oso Kotzer, Sof HaSada, B'tchilas HaSada Hinachti. So, you're not a liar. So if you're cutting one side, the whole corner, you'll say, oh, I left it on the other side. And you go to the other side, oh, I left it on the other side. They'll know, it's got to be on the outside somewhere. And therefore you won't be able to lie. The Ramaim, that won't leave any. Right, number two reason was that you did leave. But if people don't see that you left, it's chshad. Number three is that you're not going to leave. You're going to take the opportunity to trick people. Va'od, number four, shelo yishmar shah she'ein sham adam v'yanichena v'yidena la'ari v'karavlo. Because not leaving it at the corner can lead to favoritism by the owner. And he'll be able to say, you know, come inside. He'll be able to tell his favorite ani, here, come here, I'll give it to you. It's right here in the middle. No, we don't want that. Remember, the halacha is by peya. There's no tovas hana. The owner has to step back, and any ani who's there is able to, should be able to take it. Okay. Moving right along. Let's continue. It looks like we're going to get to some of the Minchas Chinuch's ideas tomorrow. But let's continue in the Chinuch. V'tin achen shechilku asada ma dinim b'peya. What if two people own a field? Two partners, two brothers. So there is a chiyuv of peya. They each have to give their own chiyuv in peya. Skipping a little bit. Let's go towards the end of the paragraph, next page. V'chei ma'ashom rezachorna lovracha. The second mission in peya. Sha'adam chayev lohosef b'peya. A person has to give as much peya. We said derabanan 1/60. But really, it depends on your field. Lefi godel asadeh, it depends on the size of it. You got a big field, so give more. Ulefi rov ha'aniyim, what kind of need is there? A lot of poor people try to give more. Ulefi birchas hazera, what type of crop did you have this year? You had an awesome crop, so give a little more, says the Mishnah. It's flexible. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking down, seeing how much we're giving. And look at the rest of the pratim. You have to look in Meseches Peah for the details. This mitzvah applies to men and women always. Mida araisa. Well, we'll get to always on what level. Bein bi Yisrael, bein b'koin v'levi. Kohanim and Levim also have this mitzvah. This is a matnis aniyim mitzvah, not a matnis kahuna mitzvah, and therefore Kohanim and Levim also have to leave peah from their fields in Ari Levim. Ube eret Yisrael dafko bezmashi Yisrael shom, says the chinuch, the mitzvah is only in Eret Yisrael when the rove Yisrael are there, kichumas or maisras, like the Rambam says. Kedas haRambam zechron levracha. Shomer kichuma maisras in anogam ela beeretz bezmashi Yisrael shom dafka. Ukomo shechta rez Hashem, like we'll say later on. Umidrabana noheges afila b'chutz la'aretz. This means like the other mitzvahs in the surrounding lands. Doesn't mean in all over the world. In the surrounding lands, that's where Pei is knowing as well. The Kasaf Hu and the Rambam himself says, Yira lo duhu adin l'sharma anasaniyim, shein kula noagos b'chutz l'aretz midivrei sofrim. Lek et shicha peya, all of those mitzvahs the Rambam thinks should be knowing in chutz l'aretz midirabanan. So bizman hazeh, the chinuch would say that it is only dirabanan because you need bizman she Yisrael sham. The Menachas Chinuch is bothered by this detail. If you look in Os Tezvav, the Menachas Chinuch does not think that Peah should be Tully on most Yisrael there. If you look about the sixth to last line in the first column, Imkain, Ha'ikr Tully B'Kdushas Ha'aretz, Lo Tully Klum B'Bias Kulam. By the halacha of Chawa De'Oraisa is Tully on most Jews being there. But Peah, nowhere does it say in the Torah that Peah is Tully on most of the Jews being in Eretz Yisrael. No. It says that by Chawa. But it doesn't say that by Peah, and therefore I think, says the Menachas Chinuch, once you say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is everlasting, so you should say this Peah de'oraisa bizman hazeh. Last line, imkein l'dayti l'dasa Rambam, gam ha'idna chayiv min ha'Torah, b'man ha'saniyim b'Eretz Yisrael, v'tzarech iyan harbe, b'sug yizu b'yavamis nidhi, he quotes a couple of Gemaras that he finds problematic, but the Menachas Chinuch thinks that there should be Peah mi de'oraisa bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. Finishing up, the overall level of lineach peah ba'aretz bezmanchi yishuvah. What if somebody doesn't leave peah, and then you remind them, and they still don't give peah? Bita laseizeh. First of all, they're mavatal the mitzvah. The chayav laseiz ben apirish shiur hapeah laniim. And like we said, we're going to force you to give peah from what you cut already. L'chadchili is supposed to leave it, but if you cut it already, so we force you to give. Even if you took it inside. Vim avdu onisra fukal aperes kodem shiitim man klum laniyim. What if you lost or you ate or you it was burned all your fruit or all your grain from your field? Loken. Then you get malchus. Up until that point, you're not going to get malchus. Why? It's a lavani de glace. You could fix it. You could give the peah. The second that you can no longer give the peah, that's the sugi meseches malchus. Bit low. Once you're mevatel the possibility of doing the mitzvah, so then you get malchus mishum because of tomorrow's mitzvah. Bez Hashem mishum lo lav de lo sechala paasadcha the iser of cutting your entire field. Mikivan she'ein biyado od lesakin lav. Aval kol zman she'ish biyado min haperes. As long as you have fruit with you, no siman and pater b'kach you'll be able to be pater. Okay, these are the basic details of Peah. There's a lot more to talk about. Minchas Chinuch brings up a lot of other issues that we will discuss, Bez Hashem, in the coming days. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll talk more about Peah tomorrow.